Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
Bonjour and welcome. My name is Sandrine. I am an ascension mentor and also a trans channel. In this mini-series, I will share with you some channel wisdom from our dear star families, and they are here to share with us some very profound insights about what it means to live in a golden civilization from their own perspective as they co-create with us humans now to help us transition into the new golden age of miracles that is upon us. Now is the great transition. We are going through mass awakening, and it is a very exciting time. As things are changing very fast in our external reality, it can feel stressful. We can become anxious. And for most of us, it's normal to have very profound doubts about, is it even possible to create a better society? Is it even possible to live in a civilization that has no wars, where everybody gets along, everybody is free to experience their own unique soul blueprint, to be able to embody their mission, to live in joy and happiness and abundance for all? Is this even possible, or is just an utopia, a dream that we will never achieve and that we have to set aside and just get back to work and pretend that doesn't exist because we don't understand how to actually get there? I am here to be an oracle of wisdom. As an oracle of wisdom, I do not share this information lightly because I know the power of the frequency shared. I know how deeply profound it is in recoding our multidimensional self into new templates, opening up our consciousness to understand advanced mechanism of civilization that we have forgotten about because our civilizations have stopped functioning like this. A very long time ago, many ancient civilizations were experiencing golden ages and they collapsed. And there are so many reasons for that. And at the moment, we are offered as humanity, as one race of human, not necessarily as one civilization living on one land, another civilization living, you know, across the world, each having their beautiful civilization or not so beautiful civilization. But here, the dynamics that we're experimenting at the moment with the Great Awakening is to literally awake the whole of humanity as one race of humans. And so therefore, we can become a powerful civilization that will have representatives amongst different galaxies, and we will be able to start sharing more divine consciousness as human representative of these beautiful earth realms that we are all playing with at the moment. When I share oracle predictions like this, I really would love to invite you to reside fully in your sovereignty and your highest level of discernment. It is not because I share something that it has to be the truth, that it has to be your truth. There are many different aspects of truth. There are many different oracles, predictions, and so on out there. And they are all relating to certain level of frequencies and certain level of people, of tribe. And we are called to listen to some channels and oracles because we want to be reassured and we want to trust and we want to also open our horizon, allow our consciousness to increase so we can start perceiving what is beyond everything that is unfolding at the moment. But when we receive this information, it is important to align with them and see if this information that I share with you or that other channel and oracles share with you are actually making you feel excited, happy, joyful, abundant, hopeful, allows you to find more faith in yourself and faith in humanity and faith in the divine. If the transmissions that I share with you allow you to step more into your sovereignty, find greater level of power and reside more in love and faith, therefore it shows that your soul says, yes, this is exactly what I need. It's like nectar for me. Please, I want more. And you'll be happy that I will share a couple of videos per star friend or star member for my High Council around this subject. So you will have more videos on this subject. And of course, I would love to invite you to follow me, like my videos, and please comment. It's always heartwarming to be able to know how you receive what I share. Also, there's going to be a lot of changes happening in my offerings, and I would love to invite you to stay in tune with that, because in January, I will facilitate a beautiful and powerful ceremony to open the new year. And in there, during that ceremony, I will channel for you a very potent code to receive for 2022. And I will also announce the biggest shift in my beautiful business so far that is literally revolutionary and I'm so excited about. For today, I will share with you about the wisdom that my beautiful family, the Arcturians, have for us. And the Arcturians are some of the most advanced, if not the most advanced civilization in our galaxy at the moment. The Arcturians that I actually transchannel are part of my Oversoul network. And therefore, it is easier and easier for me to receive very advanced codes and understand how their own civilization works in the 12th dimension where they reside. I will not go into details, but some people channel Arcturians from 7th, others from 9th dimension. Now the Arcturians that I co-create with their civilization that resides close and sometimes even 12th dimension. And I would love to invite you to receive this guidance and to be able to tune into your vortex to understand how the Arcturians are here to present us with some codes around what it means to live in a golden civilization around healing and alchemy. And how we can start stepping more into that now to definitely activate the new timeline of the golden age of miracle that is upon us. And just take a few breaths and align to your heart now. Feel the electromagnetic field of your heart within you and all around you. And feel your column of ascension running vertically within you. Ask and request to be 100% connected to your soul, to your sovereignty, so you can receive this transmission at the highest. Message from the Arcturians about healing in golden civilization. When we understand the term healing, it is about treating an issue that has already faced, that has already come to the surface. So we already observe that there is something going on with the physical structure or the mental or the emotional structure. So it's very exacerbated. So we come into healing. It is important to reclaim the power of ceremony. We can create a ceremony between two person. We always need two person to be able to activate a ceremony. When we come to healing through golden age frequency or 5D frequency and above, we understand that the person that is exacerbated, that is needing some healing, that has some problems or issues physically, mentally, or emotionally, we need someone to be able to mirror their own magnificence, their own health and vibrancy. So this comes from the quantum resonance principle. So it means that the person that is going to receive the healing is going to be able to start reactivate dormant DNA, start reactivate vibrancy within each and every one of the cells all the way to the atoms, because the person that is working in this sacred circle, in this sacred ceremony, is going to activate that. That person is going to activate that simply by connecting to his or her own column of ascension over soul network, her own sovereignty, his own sovereignty. It's going to start entering into a healing space using different modalities. You humans already have very beautiful, powerful healing modalities. And therefore, when you start channeling that, what do you channel? You channel very high level of frequencies. You channel the highest level of frequencies that your systems, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, can channel at this very moment, knowing that in 1 week, in 1 month, in 1 year, it will increase as you continue your journey of accelerated evolution. When the person is starting to channel life force energy through his or her own being, it can flow through the hands, but it can also flow through the voice, through singing or toning or light language. It can also vibrate and shine from different chakra. So this person is going to simply start sharing that to the person that needs receiving healing. And therefore, the person in front is going to start receiving this highly coded energy radiating from the different chakras of the channel, from the hands of the channel, and feel this life force energy within each chakra, within each and every one of the cells. And therefore, what it does is that it reactivates potent life force frequency that is actually lacking dynamism within the physical, mental, and emotional structure of the human that needs to receive healing. When the human experiences very strong emotions or sudden emotions over a certain period of time, therefore it starts activating these ease in the cells. Because humans consume a lot of toxins, consume a lot of very bad food, such as dairy product, meat product, and alcohol, on top of all the vaccines and all the medicines and all the toxins that are in the environment, it means that it piles up is one thing and another thing and another thing and another thing. And the chemicals in the food and the chemicals in the skincare, chemicals in the beauty product, chemicals in paint, in carpet, in furniture, and so on. So basically, the human body, there's nearly no one on planet Earth that's really healthy at the moment, we want to share, because even people that feel very healthy, they still have cells, most of the time they still have cells within their physical body that are unhealthy, that are completely shut off or that are partially shut off, and therefore they do not shy an electromagnetic field any longer, therefore affecting the homeostasis of the whole body, mind, spirit, soul, and affecting the ability of the human to actually generate a proper torus field, which is a magnificent, literally atomic field that can create so much electro-ecstatic bliss energy that this human could become the powerful creator or creatress that she was born to be. So us Arcturians, we are now sharing this with you because we want to remind you that is your true state of beingness, than feeling tired, feeling all over the place, feeling stressed, feeling anxious, feeling bloated, having skin disorder, having like poor nutrition, having like all sorts of emotional issues and mental issues. All of that are disease. None of that is health. We would love to encourage you to really embrace the journey of self-healing more. And when we talk about self-healing, it is the ability to always go deeper to the cause of why the symptom is there to start with. Why do you have a skin rash? Why do you cry when you listen to certain songs and you don't want to cry, you repress it? Why are you angry so much at other people and society? Why are you so judgmental? Why are you lacking faith the way you do? Why do you see duality in the world? Why do you see people as evil and other people as good? Why do you see separation? All of that shows that you are separated from your physical body. Us Arcturians, we are here to remind you that your physical body is your spiritual body. It is the potent magnetic pool of matter coming together through quantum reason and through quantum attraction, because each and every one of your cells, this matter that creates you and the space, the void within each and every one of your atoms is holding this magnificent, complex hologram that you are. Because it wants to, because it loves you, because it wants to have the experience, the best experience in this life, and therefore it wants to vibrate at the highest. When humans eat so much, three times a meal, constantly eating, they deplete their energy because the body is continuously digesting, purging, trying to remove toxins, but nothing works any longer because the body doesn't generate the electroecstatic bliss state that it is supposed to generate to activate the new golden age within the cells, meaning 5D frequency within the cells. For that, reduce the amount of food that you eat. Eat fruits, eat raw food mostly. Just bring a little bit of what humans like really much and what you crave much occasionally, once a week or once a month. Reclaim more of your ability to be fully present within your electromagnetic bliss state, and therefore you're going to start feeling the shift that happen on a mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical level mostly. Here, we highly recommend to transition easily into that. There is no need to rush if you have severe condition that require certain supplement and also certain medicine. Continue doing that. It is okay. You do not need to remove things and go crazy and go worse. We bring this message to you to open your consciousness into the fact that please eat a lot more fruit, eat a lot more raw vegetables, drink more water, have more herbal tea, dance more, move your body, sweat, have cold showers. Your physical body needs to purge a lot of density. When you want to shift from certain emotions, from certain mental paradigms, from certain belief system and fears, this is very good. Please do that, as all of that is actually what generates disease, imbalances in the physical body to start with. But when you remove that, how does that get out of the physical body? The physical body needs to purge that, and it cannot purge that if it's continuously trying to fight against something, trying to digest food or fight against environment that is toxic. We highly recommend that you sweat a lot and that you really purge your body, that you detox, so your body can get rid of all these programs, get rid of all these low emotion. Breaking food habits and bad habits is deeply revolutionary for humans. And we say that it is going to be one of the biggest transition to reclaim health in the next 10 to 50 years as humans start understanding how distorted the food is at the moment, as all food is dead food and therefore toxic, apart from raw food and fruits, really. Everything else has very, very little of amount of frequency and is literally depleting the energy of the body. So again, we just share this so you can increase the portion of healthy, vibrant food in your everyday life. Not so you get all excited and you start removing things that are important for your health. Remember that you can transition into new ways over a long period of time, months or years. So when we talk about self-healing, it is really always having courage, having no doubt about the fact that you can heal all, because this is your birthright, because every time you choose love and health over fears and doubt, it means that you reactivate yourselves to remembering what they are here to be doing, which is literally creating huge electromagnetic field within you and all around you, allowing you to fast track your spiritual evolution into entering new templates of reality of the divine embodiment of the self that you are, your unique soul blueprint, why you are here. We would love us Arcturians to remind you to have courage, to not fear to go into deepest layer of yourselves, because the only thing that you're going to find is more of you, and you are beautiful, you are perfect, you are magnificent, you are eternal at the image of the creatress of all things, of source creation. Embrace your quirks, embrace your personality, embrace the whole that you are, your emotions, your physical body, your fears, embrace it all, as it is much easier to let it go and enter many, many portals of self-healing. Then when you come and you are exacerbated and you are experiencing a lot of low frequency in your physical, mental, or emotional body, find someone to connect with, create a ceremony. This person doesn't necessarily need to be a qualified this or that. This person simply needs to be anchored in the highest level of love and compassion and service to create a safe space for you to heal. Simply ask this friend, this partner, this ally in your life to come in the room with you, create a ceremony, and ask this person to simply start sharing love flowing from above through his or her own system, and experiment like this, and allow yourself to be bathed in white light. Allow yourself to receive. You can receive so much as long as you choose to open your heart to do so. If you think you do not deserve to receive, there is the work that you need to be doing, friend, because we say the source consciousness say no to receiving love ever. Not really, okay? The source consciousness always open the heart of all things to receive all that is and to give back within the same infinity loop of eternal, unconditional love. So if you are ready to receive unconditional, eternal love, you can open your heart and surrender completely. There is no doubt to have. There is no regret to have. There is no fears to have, for you are perfect just the way you are. Us Arcturians wants to share that healing, instant healing, can happen through profound level of connection with faith, devotion practice. We would love to encourage you to pray more, to open yourself, to ask for support. Ask for support from your soul, your oversoul network. Ask for support for the creatress of all things, source consciousness. Ask for support from us Arcturians. We are master healers after all, and we love to assist you. Ask for help from ascended masters, angels and archangels, and so many other star races that are really happy to serve, because it is part of our evolution journey to serve you so you can enter the portal of your own evolution. The transition of humanity to civilization 1.0, which means functioning civilization where everybody or the vast majority choose love as the guiding force, is going to be absolutely exciting and revolutionary. We now predict this timeline anchoring within your lifetime. If you choose to follow this from your heart, if you choose to unapologetically believe that you were here to witness miracles. To witness miracles is to become the miracle yourself. To become the miracle yourself is to drop all your doubts about any timelines that is anchored in low frequency for you and for the collective. To be able to experience your own miracle is to have unconditional faith in you. Do you have unconditional faith in you? Always? How can you align to that more? us Arcturians wants to share that the path of healing that is going to become more and more available to human is the path of reconnecting fully with her or his soul essence, pure sovereignty anchored in devotional faith for the divine and the divine that resides within the physical body, treating the physical body like the divine temple that it was meant to be to start with. The purpose of your physical body is to be the temple where you hold your ceremony within the intimacy of your own heart. This temple must be kept pure and clean always, so the energies of the divine can flow. Would you like to go to a temple that is dirty and gross and all broken? Or would you prefer to go to a temple that is vibrant, very clean, bright, with beautiful colors, really looked after all the time with so much love and devotion? This is your physical body. Treat it as the divine temple that you are here to activate. Once you activate the divine temple within you, in your physical body, acknowledging the emotions like water flowing within this temple. All emotions are welcome within the temple. They simply don't stay. They are like birds flying inside your temple. You honor them, you love them, but you let them go. You don't allow to settle, because when the birds settle, they start creating a mess. They start creating a nest. And then after that, there's like all of these dirt and all of these bird poos on the temple. We love the birds, but they can go away and settle somewhere else. They do not stay within the temple. The temple is pure, so it can reverberate every sound frequency, every laughter, every joy, every light language spoken. Everything that manifests within the temple can easily resonate when the emotions are not stuck, when they are no birds present, growing and decaying there, creating pockets of grossness, pockets of darkness that is going to eventually make the temple crumble down. Same thing with thoughts. They can also be seen as birds. We do not allow them to keep them there. The thought, the purpose of the mental structure is to be an empty space, so it can receive the heart's intelligence, it can receive the wisdom of the heart, all your seeds of desires, and start activating very clearly the pathway of manifestation, so you can experience your own miracles, you can experience your own creator, creatress power, and you can serve humanity while you came here to do your highest destiny. Keep your physical temple clean and always go deeper. Now that you are receiving this, we would love to encourage you to go deeper into detoxing your physical body, to find specialists that can help that, to eat a lot more fruit and raw food as mentioned before, and to talk if your emotions, if your mind are really exacerbated. Find this person that can come and that can listen to you. This can also be done in a circle. If you have more than one friend, more than one partner in this life that can come and give healing and hold space for you, create a ceremony. Create a ceremony, sit together and share life force energy flowing from source all the way through your own channel, and start directing in a circle to the person lying at the center. Direct all of this energy, sync together, use drums, speak light language. All of this is going to reactivate the remembrance of vibrancy within the cells. The cells can heal, because inside of the cells reside the DNA. When you relax fully into the magnificent being that you are, your DNA is going to open up, unraveling all the potent quantum information residing within your atoms. All the information about who you are beyond time and space reality resides there. All the information about healing and experiencing miracles around healing and any other kind of miracles is present within your DNA. Us Actarians share this message as we hope that it will help you recode yourself in embracing your physical temple with more love, with more care, with more courage and consistency. There is always a next level in to reactivate the sacred temple that you are, dear one. And this is a transmission for you. We are here for you. We see and we know that you are divine because you are at the image of the one source of all things, the same as we are. And it is not because you do not see us in physicality that we are not present. We are around you right now as you receive this transmission. Can you feel us? Can you feel our frequencies as we shine love to you and as we remind you that you can also call us and create a ceremony and we can share divine love frequency with you, simply reactivating you within your own sovereignty of self-healing. This is transmission from the Actarian for activating golden age of miracles on earth around healing abilities. We love you dearly. We thank you for being there and we will see you another time. I want to share a personal note about this. I want to remind you that what I share is always like really bigger picture, right? So when it comes to changing into having fruitarian and raw diet, it can completely be done. I'm doing it and it's absolute life changing. It's only been 3 weeks, but it's not that hard actually. Saying this, I have a coach who helps me for that. And I'm already very vibrant to start with. I don't really have major issues at all, emotionally, physically, or mentally. I'm just doing this because I know that part of my purpose is to be able to activate huge electromagnetic field, huge electro-ecstatic bliss state, so I can expand my channeling and transcending session into transmuting huge amount of energy for the collective and therefore helping my own way with the accelerated pathway of evolution that humanity is on at the moment. I understand that having this kind of a diet is not for everyone and that many of us also have serious health condition, mental condition, emotional condition, and that therefore you might be taking some things and that's okay. And you might really lack some food and that's okay. Here, I just share because it's a different perspective and this is always possible. We can all eat a lot more fruit and raw food, even if it's like most of the day or even if we do it like for a couple of weeks and then we go back to other food. The more we do it, the better we feel. So continue taking anything that you need to take to feel healthy and vibrant, knowing that when you start eating more fruit, it reactivates a lot of vibrancy within yourself and therefore you're going to feel better. So after a while, you might not need these supplements. You might not need the dairy, the meat, and all of the other cooked food that we think we need. It's actually not the case. So I would love to invite you to use your intelligence and to also observe the kind of reaction that arose in your being as this transmission was shared. Because for me, it took me a year and a half to be able to alchemize all resistances since I first started receiving these downloads from my team, this information coming that it was my path. I had many resistances, right? I did not like it. I did not want to go there. And I had a lot of belief systems around needing supplements, okay? And then poof, all of a sudden, it was like, no, it's time, no, it's time, no, it's time. And I just went through the last bit of resistances that I had with an open heart, curious mind. This is an experiment, friend. Everything is an experiment. It's not because we start something that we must keep doing it at all costs. If it's not nice, if it's not pleasant, if we don't experience vibrancy and health and what we doing that to start with, you know, if I start feeling bad, if I start feeling weak, if I have lack of energy and start faint and so on, I'm going to start eating again some proteins and stuff like that. Okay. But at the moment, that is very much the opposite. So this is an experiment. I love sharing with you, and this was a beautiful message from the Actarians, and I would love to invite you to watch the other videos that are going to come out about anchoring golden age of miracles upon earth. Now, as our star families have this kind of civilization within their own realms, and they also co-create with us, my High Council and myself, we have been working with Earth since the birth of Earth. We've been here always. So we know the timelines of the Earth, and we also know, they know very clearly the timeline that we are heading towards. And it's a beautiful one. It's magnificent one. So we need to keep our focus on that, on the fact that, yes, we are going that way. We might not know how, and we might not know when, but we can know in our heart that, of course, that is the way. Because that is the way that we chose. That is the way that I chose as a soul. I chose on earth to experiment life and vibrancy and joy and abundance and freedom and communion with other humans. And therefore, this is what I'm manifesting. This is what I'm seeing happening in this world, because no other timeline can happen under my watch. I am reclaiming my sovereign will power of activating that, because this is what I choose within my own sovereignty, because I have an unshakable faith in myself. I have an unshakable faith in my High Council, in the angel, archangels, and ascended master that I co-create with. And I have unshakable faith in source consciousness, the creatrix of all things. I have unconditional faith in that power. And also, I do have unconditional faith in humanity. I love you all humans, no matter where you are, no matter what you choose in your life, no matter what you're experimenting with. I love you, I see you, and I will serve you always, no matter what. Together we rise always. Thank you for liking and sharing this video and this podcast with others, so we can weave webs of divine lights around the planet now. And I will see you in another episode. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website, sandrines.com, for more information.